Okay, so I'm gonna give a quick recap of, I'll start right from the middle, and it'll lead back into like a quick cover of last year. We're trying to discussing what do the Edom actually need to know, right? The Edom are there for the Kiddushin, and what do they actually need to see, and what do they actually need to know? So we've been doing, going along this theme for the last couple of Shiurim. So I think the Shulchan Aruch has been providing us with a lot of very interesting cases, which really like help flesh out the intricacies between like the different shittos. So im kiddush b'fnei edim, filu lo amar atem edim mikudeshes. Okay, so you don't actually have to tell your edim like you're my edim. Then the Ramban that so filu yichid edim yecholim achirim shero hamaisa lahaid. Okay, fine, right? That's we're gonna get back to that at the end of here. Utsrichim ha'idim liros hanesina mamish liada oler shusa. So they need to actually see the moment of the ring changing hands. Avalim lo ra'u hanesina mamish liada. Aval pi shamu sha'amar haskachili bechefetz ploni. Achakach yatsa mitachas yada. Einan kiddushin ad shiyiru hanesina mamish. Ve'ein holchin b'zeh achar umdenos v'hochachos. And we don't follow umdenos and ochachos when it comes to kiddushin, so they actually have to see the nesina satabas. Okay, right. I think, at least right so far, that goes well with the gisha that we've been seeing among some rishonim, particularly the Rashba, that the edim, it's not good enough for them to know what's going on. It's not good enough for them to have proof of what happened. They really need to see it, and not only do they need to see it, they need to see it in a way which they sort of have objective presentation of what happened. So if they can surmise what happened, even if they could surmise it on the level that legally that would be acceptable, let's say in Dine Mominis, we'd really treat it as Eidos, at the end of the day, it's not good enough when it comes to Kiddushin, because we need them to have witnessed the event, not simply be able to testify that it happened. Right? So it's not just we need proof that it happened, we need them to have actually seen it. And part of that, at least, is, if there's some conceivable possible alternative explanation, right? So then they never actually objectively saw the event, or they weren't presented with objective evidence of the event, even if it meets the standard of Yedia. So we know what happened, but we didn't actually see it happening. Okay. Right, that's good. We also know that there's this other Gisha in the Rishonim, often presented by the Mordechai, which is going to be the Mordechai again. That really, what we really need to know is what's going on, right? We don't rely on umdinas, but that's because, you can't always trust umdinas when it comes to kiddushin, right? Affairs of the heart are dvarim shebelev, and when it comes to dvarim shebelev, right, it's very hard to put your finger on them. But really, as long as we actually know what's going on, we're good to go, right? It's harder to have good edos without having seen everything, but ultimately it's good enough. Okay, so the Beis Shmuel Al-Makom says, and the Mordechai says, "Afilu lo ra'u hanesina in levato hakidushin imro davar hamochiach yachol lahaid ki ilu ro'u gof hamaisa." Right. So he says, "Look, even if they didn't actually see, right? Let's say they blinked, or let's say the chasam was standing in the way. So they're under the chuppah and they see him giving the ring, and they blink, or the chasam's in the way, or the photographer starts taking pictures and that blinding flash just turns everything black for a few minutes, burns their retinas. It's happened at many weddings. At the end of the day, yecholim lahayid ki'ilu ro gof ha'maisa, right? And just like we say by Eidei Bia, we don't actually have Eidim for Kiddushi Bia. Right? We say, hin hin Eidei Yichud, hin hin Eidei Bia. Right? So the Eidim, there are Eidim to Yichud, and we treat that as if there are Eidim to the Bia. It's good knowledge is sufficient, and you don't always need actual re'iyim. The Harajba, the Tshuva Kasev, Davka b'Bia, Amrinan Kein, Mishum Iyaf Shaliros M'chop Shveras, Yishis B'Noros Ve'Nos Reifa, Aval B'Kiddushin, Tzrichim Liros HaMaisa Mamish. It says, now when it comes to Kiddushin, you actually need to see the Maisa Kiddushin. Okay? Now, I think what he's saying is not simply because, we don't know, right? It's that we have a demand that you see the Maisa Mamish. Okay? And then he continues. He says in the Chalkos V'Chokek in Simin Sadi, he brings Bishim the Ramah, right, the predecessor to, let's see, to the Ramban in Spain. Dine Mamres Miskayim Biyadia below Re'ia, Lefize Yeshlomar Bikidushin Gamkin Mahani below Re'ia. So the Ramah just says, look, you know, by Dine Mamres, Yedia without Re'ia works. So the Shmuel is suggesting, like, oh, you know, if you hold that by Dine Mamres, maybe you should hold that here. Okay, now what he's suggesting is, at least the way he's phrasing it, sounds like, for the Ramah, it's a question of our standard of Eidos. When do you hit the standard of Eidos? That's a universal question, right? How good, how reliable are our Umdinas, right? So if it's good enough for Dini Mamanis, it's also going to be good enough here. According to, and the way he seems to be reading the Rajba is basically that, you know, here it's not really going to hit that standard, right? We don't really know, but, you know, but maybe, yeah, but maybe if it was good enough, it would work, okay? Well, the Mordechai just says, yeah, you know, this is a good Yediyah without Riyah is good enough, right? Now, I don't think that's what's going on in the Rajba. I think the Rajba is just saying that, no, you actually need to see the Maisa because, right, stuff we talked about last year, we'll get into that in a minute, but it's more than just a level of Eidos. Okay. Now, if so, right, good. We have again classic Hakira that we've kind of seen before. Right? The Rajba is saying you actually really need to see the Kiddushin. You need to really see the event. And according to the Mordechai, we need Eidos on the event. Right? However, we get to that level is important. It's up for discussion. Can we rely on Umdanas? Can we not? But ultimately, we just need the idea. Okay. Now, if we go back, right, to last year, then it ties in nicely with our, what is the role of Edim? Right, we saw the approach of, let's say, the Maharam Padua, who thought it's really, you know, Edis Beirur. There needs to be Eirur. We need some way to prove, you know, in court later. It needs to be enforceable that there's actually Kiddushin. But it's a rule. It's a Tanai. It's a caveat in the Chalos Kiddushin. But it's about Beirur. And therefore, ultimately, A, we can rely on her saying, oh, yeah, I knew that there were Edim, or, oh, yeah, I really meant it. I didn't know there were Edim, but I really meant it, and that's good enough, even though she didn't know there were actual Edim to the Kiddushin. And the chashash of there being secret Edim is just that maybe she wasn't really Mechavim, right? But on the other hand, you know, we saw other shittos who said no, right? If you don't know that there are Edim there, so the Chalkas B'Cholchek said it was like a Gemir's Das problem. You can't possibly have Kavana for Kiddushin if you didn't have actual, you know, if you didn't actually know that there are Edim to it, right? Just like you can't have Das to like really be married if you know that in American law you can only get married in front of a judge and there's no judge, right? And it turns out like the guy behind you, you know, happens to be a judge. It's still not going to work. You didn't really mean to get legally married, right? So it's a Gemir's Das problem, in which case here, you know, it's not, like, would we say that the Edim didn't see the Nesina Mamish? Actually, it's not a Gemir's Das problem, right? So I think we'd be okay with that, right? We could be okay with that in terms of that side of things. Right, but if it's part about the ma'amad, so then it gets a little trickier, because if they're not just there, right, in order to witness the event, right, they're part of the event on some level, right? They create the ma'amad of kiddushin. Okay, a more extreme version of that is the maharit and the avni miluim, that the guf hadavar is based on the edim. The maharit, that like the Torah hekfida al ma'isa kiddushin, right, that it has edim there. So the Edim are really part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Right? The Avni Miluim's formulation of like Ede Kiyom also is that the Edim are part of the Kiddushin, in which case the Edim actually are part of it, right? They're there, they're participants. And if they're participants, but they didn't actually see it, so they weren't participating when it was their turn to be participating, right? So far, it makes a lot of sense with the Shittos we saw on Sunday, okay? Now, what's sort of the problem? The problem is that the Ramah continues, okay? And right, he said over here, Right? Tzrichim ha'idim liras hanesina mamish liyada oder shisa. Okay? And then he says, Misha kidesh derechor bekotel. You have a wall. There's a hole in the wall. Right? Or there's, I don't know, let's say you go to, there are some charedim, I think, who really do this. They have like a mechitza down the middle of the chuppah. Okay? Don't do that. Kigon she'achas pashta yada derechor uba echad v'nasan lakidushin. Okay? So there's a wall. There's a hole in the wall. She sticks her hands through the hole in the wall, and he's mekadesh. Right? So achor tzar, yev shalaros osa b'shas kidushin, the Edom can't actually see her. She says, oh, yeah, I didn't hear what he was saying. I thought he was saying, like, you know, again, Ashna's Gimbatul, and giving her, one, you know, the one ring. And she's like, great, I'm happen to be on the way to Mordor. So she's Nemenes Bimigu, she Yacholalo Marshlo Haise Yada Rak Yada Cheres. Right? So she can always say, oh, no, it wasn't me, it was Gollum. Ubavad Shal Yu Edim Amachishimosa. As long as there are no Edim, that, you know, that Hainuach, that it was her. Okay. Now, the fact that, first of all, he says, in theory, right? In theory, she sticks her hand through a wall and sees Mekadesh her, that it works. Right? Now, she can get out of it and say, well, you know, it wasn't me. Or I didn't think that we were talking about Kiddushin. But we're saying it's good Kiddushin, right? In theory, there's nothing wrong Edus wise. But we literally just said a second ago, right, which implies that the standard of that what we need from Edim is not simply Yediyah. Right? Everyone with me? It's a problem. It's very jarring. He also puts them in like the same, literally in the same haga. It's the same comment. He's like, oh, by the way, you need to actually see the entire Maisa Kiddushin. You can't blink. But if, you know, if someone sticks their hand through a wall and you don't actually see her, that's like, that's fine. You know, as long as the Edim like saw him give her the ring, it works as long as she says that she actually knew that she was getting married. Okay. Now, what's also a problem is that, you know, who's he quoting in both of these dinim? Okay. So if it was the Rama, it's a problem. Right, because he's being sozer himself, but I don't know. Maybe he's trying to be—he can be a little eclectic, or he can have like a sort of interesting combination shita. But who's he, in both of these? Who's he quoting? He's quoting the Rajba in both of them, right? Which means that the Rajba has betrayed us, because we very firmly believe that the Rajba, right, who's across the board, has always been saying that the Edom need, right, to have an objective evidence of the entire event. Right? They need to have the entire Kiddushin objectively presented to them. It's not good enough for them to know what's going on. But how is he going okay here, right, with them being Mekadesh through a wall? Right? So the Rama is contradicting himself. And the Rajba, who's been, you know, who's been very reliable until now, is just open to saying that, oh, you can just stick your hand through a wall and then, like, we'll find out later who it was. Okay, so any suggestions, first of all? Yeah, Tila.
Yeah, this is more of a clarification. Is the second bolted part in the Rama really about the Kiddushin working, or is, like, the emphasis seems to be on the Migu? Like, just the fact that by admitting that it was her hand, she legitimates it in some way. So, okay, now that I'm talking out loud, if she admits that it's her hand,
right,
then that means it works. But does that change the Edom standard? Because if she says that it's her hand and the Edom saw it go into her hand, can that not, like, retroactively legitimate that it was her? Because it's only kind of through that conversation that we talk about it being Kiddushin or not Kiddushin. There's not like, it doesn't say like, if she puts her hand through the crack and then he puts it in, Kiddushin. So okay. I'm just wondering if that is obviously implied or if there can be some sort of distinction.
Okay, yeah. So I think what you're saying is maybe the fact that they saw it, right? And they, you know, they more or less saw whatever it was that happened, and like the default would be that, you know, they got married, and we just need to figure out or confirm who it was, maybe like that later evidence is like acceptable because it's almost like a sort of nidon hashem sofo, or the seeds of that beirur is already there.
Is the Rashba saying that it's kiddushin without the later evidence?
I think so. I think it's hard for the Rashba to. It's hard to argue that the Rashba is okay with the birur afterwards, especially since a minute ago he said, you know, if they didn't actually see the Nesina, and then after the Ma'at Shas Nesina, right, they realize, Im lo ro'a Nesina mamish liyada, and let's go back to Mordechai. Right. The Mordechai said, Afilu lo ro'a Nesina, in levata l'kidushim, im ro'a davra mochiach, yachol l'hai ki'ilu ro'a gofamaisa. Since afterwards they saw it in her hand, so now they know, l'mafreya, that he gave it to her, right? But the Rashba says that's not good enough, because when you gave it, they didn't actually see it. So for the Rashba, it sounds like b'shas kiddushin, the edus, right? The edus needs to exist b'shas kiddushin already. So there is like, you know, maybe what you can argue is like moving the chain down a little bit or up a little bit, depending on your perspective. You can argue the seeds of the edus, there is a difference, right? The seeds of the edus are already there maybe in this new case, right? Because they see it go onto her hand, right? So in the previous case, Bishas Kiddushin, they didn't see the Maisa Kiddushin. Here they saw the Maisa Kiddushin, and now we need to identify her hand. You know, I don't know, maybe she left behind fingerprints, so like we can match those later, and then like Gila Maisa Lama Freya, we always knew it was her hand. Maybe. The problem is that it sounds like...
No, but I'm saying maybe when she goes to Beit Din and Thrumigo admits that it was her hand, it like retroactively makes the hand that they saw her hand. Like as if they saw her.
Okay. But why should that work any better than they see him give, you know, doing the Ma'amad Kiddushin, but they don't actually see the Nesina? Meaning at the end of the day, we're saying, oh, B'shas Maisa, like, you know, now we have Yediya of what happened. But we didn't have that. We only have that through her admission, right? Why is that better than when she didn't know there were Eidim, but then she admits that she really meant it? As here you can see, she knows there are Eidim. So maybe it's like, it's more of a problem with Eidus, but B'shas Nesina, right? They didn't know who she was. I mean, you're right. You'd have to, in order to make it work, you have to make some sort of distinction between either what they're being made on or the identity, the slight, like the question of her identity is something that you can add in later, but like, why should that be? Or how can that be? How does that really work? So right, maybe in a chanami, maybe her identity is just less critical of a detail. That's definitely one way to look at it. Or the other is to say that really, we have the seeds of the Eidos, or we have the seeds of Beirur here. There's something here that, like, we already know, you know, there's some sort of extension of the Eidos, or application of the Eidos that we don't know yet. But the main Eidos we know. So maybe, like, we know her hand, this hand got married. We need to identify whose hand it was, but we know this hand and the person attached to it are married, because we saw hand X. Maybe. Right? Maybe you could like formulate it that way. Like, oh, she needs to admit, or she needs to provide the details of whose hand it was. Right? But we know that this hand and the person attached are married. We just need to figure out which human belongs to this hand. Yeah, you could definitely say that. Again, it's a little difficult for me to really be comfortable with that, just because the Rajas has been so consistent in really requiring like objective, you know, the whole picture needs to be objectively presented to the Eidim. And here you're just like,
Objectively presented in terms of Beirur or in terms of the legal process? Because they fully watched a legal kiddushin. They just need to clarify who it was with. And so maybe that information can be provided retroactively, because it's proper Netina, it's proper Amira. They know that whoever put the hand there had Da'at to receive it. And then they just need to clarify that it was that woman.
Perfect. Right? I think exactly. I think that's much like the best way to deal with it is to say, well, you know, the Rashba has been like, you know, or if we go in a much more formalistic direction of the Eidim, which is kind of, you know, what we've been seeing arise in the last few shirim. Like, maybe they actually, as counterintuitive as it is, maybe that's exactly the point, is that if the Edom are really part of the Ma'amad, then maybe we just really need them there as part of the Ma'amad. So then, maybe, you know, maybe like the details, the Eidos part almost is like secondary to their role as being part of the Ma'amad Kiddushin. So we can let the actual enforceability or the actually knowing who and what and like the ability to like tell Beis Din or, you know, the world of who is involved might be less important than actually being present for the legal, you know, for the legal actions and the transformative process. I think that's the best way to explain it, if you want to like to take things as they are. So one option that goes really in going back before this whole question, it's to sort of deny the problem in the first place. So the Chalkutz Chokik comes with a clever way to avoid it. And he just says, okay, he says, Mashma, Shim hi modesh shama v'kibla l'shim kiddushin mahani, afshar chor tzar, v'yafshar liros osa. Le'ami lo ra'asa ha'idim. Mikomakom hi to'enes sheyad asha hayu sham ha'idim, v'shama kol ha'idim, kodem shenas nula ha'kiddushin, v'gam ha'idim ra'o osa l'fnei ha'kiddushin, v'b'shas ha'kiddushin shamu kol shmiya kira'iyad le'inyan zeh. Right? He says, okay, Shmia, right? They hear her voice. So why is hearing her voice, right? Why is voice recognition worse than facial recognition? Right? He says, if they hear her voice, I gotta just get the Shmuel here. The way he quotes the Chalkutz Mechokek is a little bit sharper on that point even. Right? They've seen her. They know who she is. Ubishas kiddushin shamu kol shmiya daha edi chod mahani, right? And then they hear her voice. So at the end of the day, they do see her, right? You know, it's audio recognition, it's voice recognition, not facial recognition. But at the end of the day, they recognize her and they see her. They can be made that she was there, right? Maybe if she denies it, right, then, you know, then maybe we could start being mapalpo, but be karon, and maybe if they say, no, it's definitely her, then maybe in Achanami, the Edom are Naaman, right? Or no, she could say, oh, you know, I didn't actually hear him properly, and then maybe that we can talk about that, right? But be karon, we have real Edos to who she is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we didn't say that by the case where they're hiding behind the wall. We said, oh, only if you hear her voice.
No, because she didn't see the Edom then. Here, she saw the Edom. The Edom saw her, right? Then she walks behind the wall because, I don't know, they decided there should be a mechitza in the middle of the chuppah or something, right? And then they hear her voice.
Okay.
Right. There's a mitzvah problem in the example of they're just so from that they put a mechitza down the middle of the chuppah in that. How on earth would the Edom, you know, recognize her voice? Like, if they relying on these Edom, they probably think that they're from. And if they're from enough to be Edom at a wedding where they put a mechitza down the middle of the chuppah, they probably would not recognize her voice. But unless they're her like uncles or brothers, and then they'd be puzzled Edos. So there's a bit of like a mitzias problem in like creating an actual case where it all work out. But you know, but let's say there just happened to be a wall there. Actually, oh, even better. It's a corona wedding, right? So you're limited to 20 people outdoors. So all the chassan side, they're all in capsules, right? So the chassan side capsule is on one side of this wall. The kala side capsule is on the other side of the wall. They wanted to have at least 40 people, right? So, you know, so they have to put a mechitza down the middle because otherwise the cops are going to come and shut down their wedding. So they have to have a wall, mamish, down the middle of the chuppah, right? And fine, so the Edom, you know, they hear her voice, and they saw her before, and that's it, right? So that's one solution. It's very clever. It avoids our whole problem by saying, like, we were totally right, right? These two concepts are incompatible, and the answer is just that we're using voice recognition, and that's a legitimate form of recognition. Okay. The Beis Shmuel, right? Beishmua kasa, dihi yoda sheyesh edim etzara acher. Ha'edim afagav delo ra'osa, yikol makum ra'u shenasan ha'kidushin liyad shehi pshuta l'chor, ve'achshav nimtza shakidushin etzla, v'amrinan dihi kibla, v'havalik edi yichod mahani af delo ra'u habia. This is Beishmua says, no, what's the answer? Right? We need yidia, right? Okay, but we have yidia. Right? Which is a good answer to explain, right? Let's say how the Ramah accepts it, right? Because the Ramah in general was much more along the kav chashiva of, you know, it's about biur, it's about figuring out what's going on. Doesn't help so much for the Rajba, right? Unless we go along the lines of saying that, you know, something like what Tilo is suggesting. I think that's what Davenu Lum says, right? V'lo dami l'din shavisamach d'lo mahani. Right? A minute ago, we said, if he doesn't see the actual Nesina, it doesn't work according to the Rashba. Yisham lo ro ha-Nesina klau. Ha-Lakan ro ha-Nesina v'hi kidushin. They saw the kidushin. Ela kisho omera shalo shama ne'menes mimigu. U'mash mimi devrahim d'chol shehi modeh ha-Valei edei r'iya k'mo edei yichot. Right? It's fine. Why? So he says, because l'chein nira v'adei mayri shehi ra'asa ha-edei ma'edei t'viyas ina. The kala, she hears, right? She recognizes her voice. V'kayyotu ba'ofin shirasa ha'idim. Ela delov yadu ha'idim mi ha'isasham. They just don't know who's there. U'mishim ha'chi be'omeres yad acheres ha'isasham ne'menes. Aval kol shirro ha'idim guf ha'kidushin. Af agav de'in yodin u'makirin ha'isha. They have no idea who she is. Heavy kidushin. Deha na'agu l'chasus p'nei kala. He says, you know, I've been to weddings. And some of them, right? They uncover the kala's face for the wedding, or the veil is not so thick that you can't actually see the kala. But if you go to some really charedi weddings, the veil is like, you know, it's like a flash shield. It's like totally, totally opaque. You have no idea who's under there, right? And says the Avnei Miluim, like, oh, that's fine, right? The Edim don't actually need to see the kala's face. Right? Imkein hachanami masha pashta yadam inachar mahani v'lo gara mikasta paneha. Right? So it says the Avni Miluim, Lishitato, right? The whole point of the Edim is that they're part of the Ma'amad, right? They create the Ma'amad of Kiddushin. They're part of the legal process of Kiddushin. So then maybe the Edikim are really there for the Maisa Kiddushin, but maybe they're not actually almost even there for Eidos. Now, the problem, that's a little crazy, but that seems like what he's saying, right? He's willing to say, like, they don't actually need to know who the Chazan Kala is. Now, one thing that is an important caveat, over here, he adds in, L'chein nira devadei mayri shehi ra'asa ha'idim ayedei tvias ina dekala. The kayotzi bofin shirasa idim ela to lo yadu mi haisasham. Okay? He's basically saying that they have to have seen her, right? They have to have some sort of, they don't need to know who she is, right? Lo yadu idim mi haisa, but they need to have seen her. Right? What does that mean? Now, it's possible, right? You can see someone in the street, right? And you saw them and they, right? You recognize, you don't know who they are, but you saw them as a person and you can recognize their features. And even if in an hour or two, you might not be able to recognize them anymore, right? At the time when you saw them, you're able to testify like this person, whoever they may be, right? Is the one who was walking down the street at this moment or, you know, who, I don't know. Right? He was walking around without a mask. Makes it easier to recognize their face, right? So when you, like, you know, you file a police report, you can be like, ah, this guy was walking around without a mask. And they say, oh, what's his name? You're like, I have no idea who he is, right? But it's this guy. Why? Because I saw him do it. So it could be, right, that part of the, I don't know if he thinks that, and then later they have to be able to go to Beis Din and, like, do a lineup or, like, a vocal lineup of, like, all the potential kalas and be able to, like, pick her out, you know, like, oh, that's her voice, you know, or not, or just like, no, b'shas maisa, you need that. But it does sound like you actually would need some level of actual edus on who the person is. You just don't need to know who the person is. Right? You don't need to know their name, but you need to be able to say, oh, this person. Now, that would help us a lot with swallowing this whole shita, because then the idea is that it's less about the ability to be mevarer later on as much as being present for the ma'amad, right? But that still includes the chasen and kala as part of the ma'aseh kiddushin. Okay? I think that's also, Tehila can correct me if I'm wrong, and that's a little bit more the direction Tehila was going with. It's not that, oh, it's irrelevant who they are, as much as that's something that we can sort of like, either A, be mevarer later, but we need to have the tools to be mevarer later already now, or, right, you can just go step further extreme and say, no, they just, b'shas ma'aseh, they need to be able to say these people, right, but they don't actually need to be able to know who they are. Or you can go a step further and just say, yeah, we don't actually care who the people are in terms of the Eidim, because the Eidim are there to create the Ma'amad. Right? Now, you know, let's... okay. The Mabit doesn't like that at all. Okay? And he says, wait a second. That doesn't make sense to me. Right. Kala comes in. She's wearing a big veil. They do kiddushin, and then one of the edim says, "Wait, who is she?" Right, and then they call her back, and then he looks and he's like, "Oh, okay, it's Chana. Great." Right. Kivin shelo hikira b'shas nisinas hakiddushin v'lo haya ele eid echad b'shas nisinas. So he didn't recognize her b'shas kiddushin. He doesn't know who she is. So there's no kiddushin, says the Mabit. And that's much more comfortable for what we've seen so far. Okay. And that also, I think, is consistent with the Mabit's previous shita. Okay. What did the Mabit previously say? We saw the Mabit. I'm just going to jump over. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back a second. Here, if we go back to last year, right, this is the Mabit. Okay. Okay. The Mabit says what? The Torah's Hifkiya Kiddushin, right? There are Nasim below Riyas Ha'edim. Right? And the way we understood that is that it's not simply, it's not only that they're part of creating the Ma'amad, right? The Avni Milum, on the one hand, is more extreme, right? He says that they're really there to create the Ma'amad, right? They're part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, right? But what does that allow the Avni Milum potentially to do? Right? He's the most extreme. He says, no, the Eidim are there to create the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. They're part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, right? But what? They're there for the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, right? So maybe they could just be part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin and not have to do any Birur at all, right? The Maharit, last year we didn't want to put him together with Avni Miluim because his formulation of HaTorah, right, Hifkiya Kiddushin, Shinasu below Riyas Ha'edim, implied that the Edim are still there as Edim, right? They're participants. We want to say that there are four players in Kiddushin. Right, the chasan, the kala, and the two edim. Right, but the Torah is makbid that there be edim as part of the kiddushin. Right, they're not there merely as part of the ma'aseh kiddushin. Right, if they're part of the ma'aseh kiddushin, so they're totally part of the ma'aseh kiddushin. Right, and there's no ma'aseh kiddushin without them. So if they didn't see the edim, they weren't part of the ma'aseh kiddushin. But right, maybe we could drop the chasan and kala almost from the edim's purview because they're there to create the ma'aseh kiddushin. They don't necessarily need to be able to testify at anything. The Maharit was saying that what? That the Edim, right, Alpi HaTorah, are part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but not just the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but the whole process of Kiddushin, right? They're participants in the Kiddushin. Torah Hifkiya Kiddushin Shinasu below Riyas Ha'edim. So on the one hand, they're less integral a part of the Ma'aseh, right? But they might be much more integral in terms of the overall process. Right, they're participants. They're not merely part of the Ma'aseh. Right, if we if we accept that, it's almost impossible to say that they don't need to know who the Chasan and Kala are, right? Because they're Eidim. You can't, right? The Chasan can't get mad, you know, can't be like, oh, I didn't actually know what woman I was getting. Like, it's not a very good situation, right? Just saying like, oh, there's Kedushin, right? They're participants. Oh, they have no idea what's going on, right? They don't know who's who. So I think, right, the Marit, Lashitaso, it says, in Chashash Kedushin, because if you don't know B'shas and Sinas Kedushin, who's the Chas and who's the Kala, how can you say that the Edom are participants in the Kedushin? Okay. Now, this question, there's a lot of big machlokas rishon, achronim, sorry. So the Marit says, even if she's modeh, in a mikudeshes, but the Kilos Yaakov and the he brings a bunch of achronim who would say no, like Heikar hu sheyeh barur lahem inyan hakidushin v'shebal liyada af she'in yodim mihin v'in b'zeh safek klal af she'idim lo hekiru osa kidushin gemurim. Okay, so it brings a lot of achronim who say no, right? What matters is that they're there for the ma'aseh kidushin. But they don't actually need to know who they are or who she is. Okay. So if you see the Kedushin Derech Hakir, one option, right, is you just need Yediya, right? Like the Mordechai said before about the Nesina. And that's what the direction of Beis Shmuel says. It's, oh, you know, as long as you have Yediya, you're good to go. Right? They didn't need to know what happened. They don't need to actually see it. And later, we just need to figure out, we need to do some detective work, who was the Kala on the other side of the wall. The Rajba, potentially, right, assuming Lavni Milum's explanation, is that the Edom are really on the Maisa, right? And they need to see the Maisa, but they don't actually need to know who the Chasan and Kala are, okay? While the Mabit and the Chalkas Machokek both say, no, of course you need to see and know who the Chasan and Kala are, right? The Mabit says, even if she's modeh, doesn't work, right? And even if it doesn't seem like the Mabit would the Mabit be okay with this migu?
Can you actually describe that migu again? I wasn't so clear on.
She says, "Oh, I didn't know that he meant that he said. I didn't really hear him properly because, you know, it was a very big wall, and I thought he was, you know." I don't know, talking about transporting a ring to Mordor, but I had no idea that he meant to be Mekadesh.
So
she's believed migu that she could say it wasn't me at all. It was someone else.
But it's not obvious. But would migu then say if she's modeh that it did work that it was kedushin?
But if she was modeh, right, then the Rama says it would work. So here's the question. Right, here's the question. Why? Right? Why should that work? The Edom don't know who she is, right? They don't see her. So one option is, oh, well, we need to find out eventually, but if she admits that it was her, that's good enough, right? The Avni Miluim says, oh, you just need Edos on the Maisa. You don't need Edos on their identity. So if she denies that it was her, she'd be believed because the Edom never actually needed to know who she is, right? It's like, they both come to the same conclusion, these two, but for exact opposite reasons, right? One is because, oh, you need Yediya, but we can get Yediya later, right? Or, yeah, we can basically rely on Yediya that comes later. The alternative is saying, no, we never even need Yediya, right? Because we just need we need the Edekiyum on the Maisa, but they're just part of the Maisa Kedushin, but they're not actually part of a beaver or the process, so they don't actually need to know who the Chasan and Kala are. Okay? Now, just remember that before, right, last year when I talked about Kedushin without Edim, Edekiyum, or without knowing that there are Edim hiding on the other side of the wall, right, or looking from the window, so there, right, the idea of Shita said, oh, everything's fine, right? You know, you just need to figure out what they meant. And the Edim are part of the creating the Maisa, or that the Edim are actually part of the process, right? The Chalkas Mechokek, the Mabit, the Avni Miluim all said, you know, the Kav went over here, said, no, right? That's not good enough. You need actual knowledge that the Edom are there. Here, right, this second case where she's sticking her hand through the wall and you don't really know who she is. So the Idea camp and the Maisa Kiddushin camp go together, right? And they're unified in saying, oh, well, you know, knowing who she is at the time of Kiddushin isn't so important because that's not part of the Maisa, or because we can get the Idea later. Right? We just ask them, right? But the Mabin and the Chalkos Machokek say, no way, right? Of course we need the Edom to actually know who they are, right? Because the Edom, right, are part of the Ma'amad Kiddushin for the Mabit, right? The Torah said, right, was Mafkia Kiddushin that's not done in front of, with the Edom's participation. The Edom are part of the Ma'amad. They're part of the process, right? They're participants. So they can't not know who's the who. All right, while the Chalkos Machokek says, you know, also, of course they need to know. His chiddush is that, oh, the case isn't really a case where they don't know, right? The case is a case where there's voice recognition. Okay. Now, the one interesting caveat over here with the Avnei Miluim is that maybe, right, he requires Bishas Maisa, there be some sort of recognition. They don't actually have to know who she is, right? But maybe they need to be able to say, oh, the person on the other side of this hand, or, you know, this whatever this voice that, you know, is someone, whoever it is, right? And, or the person who is standing in front of us right now, maybe that he treats that as like a certain level of yidia, even though it wouldn't be useful for Bearer down the line. I'm not sure about that. That would be a little bit helpful in making him less extreme. But his main formulation is just that, no, it's all about the Maisa. And since you did the Maisa Kiddushin, I mean, definitely these later Achronim, brought down the Pesach Tshuva, seem to not care at all whether or not, right? In yod mihin ve'in b'zesafei klal, we have no idea who they are. It's fine, right? The Avnei Miluim kind of put in this line, right, of like, oh, they heard her voice, and then, you know, she rasa idemai de tvias ina de kala, because she heard them, and like, so she recognized that they're idem there, and like, they didn't see her, but they like, even though they didn't, you know, they saw her, or Oven Rasa Ha'id, they saw her, but they don't actually really know who she is, but they see her, you know, so like at that time, they see this person. So he's kind of like playing around with that a little bit. Okay. Now, getting this back to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch starts out, right? The original context of this whole din is what? Im kiddush b'fnei edim afilu lo amar atem edim mikudeshes. Okay, why is the Rama on this Shulchan Aruch? And it's not always a legitimate question to ask, but it seems a little bit strange, right? Shulchan Aruch says, "Oh, if you're mikadesh in front of edim, you don't actually need to be miyachi them. You don't have to say you're my edim, right?" And then the Rama says, "Ah, you know, and." You know, but he says, first of all, even if you're miyached edim, other people can be meyed. And, you know, the edim actually need to see the nesina. They actually need to see the nesina, right? They can't just have yedia. And, but if they're mekadesh through a chor, then, you know, then it is okay. They need to see the maisa, right? What's my kesher? Why would Yichud Edim and the question of like, do you have to be made on the Maisa Kiddushin be relevant? Why would there be like some connection between them? Conceptually, it doesn't have to be like a Maisa.
Oh, I was going to say, like, maybe from a more like linguistic perspective, he's clarifying on what Bifnei Edim means.
Cool. Oh, okay. Interesting.
But then again, you more of argue, what about the stuff with them not knowing that they're there, but yeah.
Right. But yeah, great. So like, you know, general context. But I was thinking more like there's a conceptual connection.
Maybe if you like, you might think that if the Edim are Miyuchad, then they have to see less because they're more aware of what's going on.
Interesting. I would have definitely gone the opposite direction. But I hear that, right? In a certain sense, how would you say, describe, they would need to know less about what?
Like, they know that they've been miyuchad le'edim, so they know that man X wants to marry woman Y.
Okay, but,
so, I don't know,
like, who needs to appoint
them? They're, like, aware of the scenario and everything. I assume it's the man appointed them, so I guess.
Okay, so how does he know about, you know, that it's woman Y?
I guess he tells them. I guess you're right, it's not there. I just feel like once you're appointed as Edim, you're kind of told the scenario. Okay, so there's no need for that.
And so I would say, Dafka, that once you're appointed as Edim, right? I would say once you're appointed as Edim, maybe, right? Why would you need to appoint people as Edim? Maybe because they're part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Maybe they're part of the Ma'amad, right? In which case, right, Gufa, right, the whole Haggah of the Ramah is about, are the Edim really there as part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin and part of the Ma'amad, or are they there for Eidos and Birur? Right? If they're there for Eidos and Birur, who cares if they're appointed? And so the Yismayer says, Vada afilu me'edim me'atzman lo chivnu le'edos rak ba'u le'mechzi hevi edim u'mekudeshes. Right? As we know in Choshen Mishpat, if edim see what happens, who cares whether they're wearing edos hats or whether they're stam there? Right? But the Pana Meiro says, no. If they say, lo niskavanti in be'edu so mamish, if they weren't like, oh, I'm here as an aid, then their edos doesn't count. Right? So, hey, do they need to be appointed? Do they need to be machaveh to be edim? Do they need to put on an edos hat? Or is it good enough for them to be, you know, there, b'toras, like, oh, you know, people who just happen to see it? I think all tie into this question of what is the role of edim, right? If it's edos birur, so of course you don't need minu edim. Why would you need minu edim if it's just edos birur, right? If it's about gemiras das, right, because the Edim Ki and the create the Gemir Stas and they create the Ma'amad, like the Chalkos Chuk, it kind of goes in that direction. So they probably don't, because as long as there are Edim there, it's probably good enough. But maybe, right, you can start talking about that, because like maybe you need it to make it give more Kovei Rosh and more formality. If it's the Mabit, like the Torah Hikpida al Masa Kiddushin, right, that's Kolel Ramat Edut Gevoha of like, oh, they're part of this process, the Edim are participants, so then it makes a lot of sense that you would really need Minu Edim. On the other hand, they're participants, but they're also primarily there. They're participants as witnesses, in which case the fact that objectively they're witnesses is potentially good enough, although I think I'm going to edit that to make it a different color, because it really should be more, this should be green. I'll make this green. This I'll make extra green. Because I think if you take the approach of the Avni Miluim, right, that they're literally part of the Maisa Kiddushin, so I would assume as a default that you need Miluim, right? Because it's not only that they're participants in the Ma'amad, right, they literally are part of the Maisa Kiddushin. They're what make the Maisa Kiddushin. In which case, right, it's not something that they're like participants overall. They're literally what doing the kiddushin. In which case, maybe you really, really need minu edim. So, my sense is just like again, we really see four major approaches to the edim. Either that the edim are really there for beor, we need beor, we need to know what happened, but we need it eventually. And you know, that's something that we're okay with asking them about sometimes, even in order to figure out what really happened. Or it's about Gemiras Das, in which case, if you can't see the Edim, it's not going to work. But maybe if the Edim are on the other side, you know, are there, but they don't really see everything, maybe, right? They see the mice, so that might be good enough. If it's about the Edim are participants, they're part of the whole Kiddushin, right? Hektora, Hekpida, on there being Edim, and treat them as participants, then of course you need to know that they're there, and of course you need to see them, and of course they need to be able to know who the Chasan and Kala are. If the Edekiyim are part of the Maisa Kiddushin, so then definitely the Chasan and Kala need to know that they're there, And definitely they need to see the actual nesina of the tabaat, right? Because that's literally what they're part of. But maybe they don't actually need to know who the chasam and kala really are. Okay, so ironically, you know, all the different like yediya / you know re'iya nafkaminas don't necessarily all go together, you know, in one clean split of, you know, are the edim there for birur, are the edim there for kiyum? But there are actually a lot of different gvanim within the camp of edikim.